The Feminine Pulse Show is a safe and nourishing space
for women who desire to explore their power
and dance with their divine masculine and feminine energies.
We invite you on a journey to embody your feminine,
manifest deeper connections,
and be a catalyst for a harmonious, loving world.
Welcome to the Feminine Pulse Show.
When people hear about feminine energy and they get excited about exploring it, they often set off to do it, do the feminine. Well, we have a different approach to share with you today, Asma and I. We want you to stop doing the feminine. So, Asma, let's talk about where do we want people to go with the feminine?
Yes, that's such an important and interesting topic. And I remember the first time I heard that or somebody told me, Asma, stop doing the feminine. I was like, what? What do you mean? What? I'm not. I am. And so it was quite like something that hit me hard. And what I've realized with that when I was doing my own introspection into it is that we have been preconditioned to always like lead from our masculine energy. That's our survival mechanism that we've built up as women since an early age, but also society has dictated to us that all the masculine principles are the way for us to be successful. Like we need to be determined. We need to have like a way of doing. We need to go like and set a goal and hit the goal and protect and do and things. And so for a lot of women, when they hear about feminine and masculine energy and they are interested into being more feminine, they end up doing the feminine instead of being in their feminine. And really what we want to do is just like to bring this little difference between there's like doing, but there's also embodying. Mm. And the goal here is to embody, is to remember your power, remember your sensuality, remember your creativity and who you are, and really bring that forth into the world. And so there are few tips, I guess, we can offer women and everybody listening today that wants to tap more into their feminine energy. We have a lot of men that wants to tap into that feminine energy too, so they can be better like boyfriends and husbands and better at sales and better at connecting and having empathy with other people. And so I feel that one of the tips that are important is really for me, the feminine is about going in. It's about inner world. It's about inner work. It's about inner connection. And it's really carving that time to just connect with yourself and just be with yourself without having anywhere you have to go, anything you have to do, and just like really sit with yourself and be with yourself. And I know for a lot of people that must be hard because we never have the time to stop and just sit with ourselves. But I think like it is one of the first ways to really start embodying the feminine.
And I have a story where before I consciously started exploring feminine energy, well, when I first got like the idea I wanted to, I met this woman who was teaching about it. And I said, I don't know what that feminine power energy thing is you talked about, but I know I need to know about it. Can we have lunch? And I left that lunch feeling like champagne bubbles were going through my whole body. When we met, I think she was surprised that it was me who was on her calendar. And she goes, she said, I'm surprised and I'm delighted. Like she turned it all around, like I was the most important person. And then we went out to lunch and men were running to catch the door for her. Men she didn't know. And I was like, I left this feeling like I'm so honored that we had this magical conversation and people are going and doors were open and extra things were brought and the guys were so happy to do it. I'm like, what is she doing? I totally want to embody the feminine. But I took her on as a mentor. She had a course. And when I was in that course, I was like, but how do I do that? How do I do that? So this whole topic of doing the feminine, I had to like let go of those questions in my mind about, but tell me how to do it, because I'll do it if you tell me. And instead, the one magical word she said during the class was, my answer is not going to be your answer. And we have to do exactly what you said, Asma, and take time to listen to ourselves and be with ourselves and honor every part of ourselves. Don't worry if you think you're masculine or feminine. Just start being more honoring. And that would be my second tip, is honor yourself completely. You fall somewhere in the spectrum of masculine and feminine any minute or second of the day. And the minute you want to dive into the feminine, just do that first step of going inward and said, what does my feminine want? You know, do that inner introspection. I love that.
Yeah. And I love like your story, because you can feel that she radiates something. And for me, beauty is energy. It's all about your energy. And the more you are authentically aligned with who you are and accepting who you are and loving who you are and loving your life and appreciating everything around you, you are radiating this beautiful energy that people are attracted to. You become magnetic. And that's like one of the feminine principles, is like you become magnetic and just things start to attract to you and comes to you. That's why we talk a lot about law of attraction, manifestation and everything. But it's just, it's all about you and your own energy and your own vibration. And in order for you to increase that, this vibration, again, it's your own inner work with yourself. It's your inner conversation with yourself. Like, are you thinking positive thought or negative thought? Are you going to the rabbit hole that you have to be somebody and you have to do something? Or are you just like accepting where you are in this moment, right? And so for me, like with all of that, like the third tip I can give is like, just embrace, like fully embrace who you are. Embrace your body, embrace your sensuality, embrace your femininity, and really like have this honorable, I love the word honor that you just used, like this honorable like relationship with it. I see so many people rejecting that part of themselves, refusing that part of themselves. And that's the part of embodiment. That's the part of like, I'm sitting with myself. I'm seeing myself in all of these different lights and really fully embracing, accepting, and loving this version of me and who I am. And because what I've seen, and I'm sure you've seen this too, Laura, like the more we do inner work, we do it behind closed doors. Like nobody sees all the pain we go through, all the challenges, all the trauma we're trying to dissolve, we're trying to heal and everything. It's all work that we do behind closed doors. And then when we go on the outside world, there's something different about us. And people tell us that. And we're like, what? And so what you realize, everything you've been doing behind closed doors, just you journaling, just you sitting with yourself, just you sitting with your demons and sitting with finding your joy and connection and all those different topics we're talking about in this podcast are all little things that are helping you embody your true authentic femininity or your true authentic energy and go in with that and then attracting the right opportunities and people because of your vibration.
Glad you brought up two things in what you were saying. One is how to do that inner work. You know, it's like, you can go sit in your room and say, well, how do I do inner work? Well, it might be behind closed doors with a therapist or a counselor or a trusted, clergy.
Friend
even. But usually it's your, and then there's a lot of work once you've had that open conversation. Once you've exposed a secret, you've admitted it to yourself, it can release. It can go, it can transform you. And the second thing was radiance. So when you release those toxic energies in your body, you're not trying to stuff them down. The more you try to stuff it down, the less access you'll have to radiance, joy, and embodying the feminine. You're too busy holding stuff together. You need to trust yourself that you won't fall into a million billion pieces if you expose your darkness to yourself and maybe even to a trusted professional. It can be the most healing thing you can ever do for yourself. And I did pick another card because it's so perfect, because we're talking about radiance here. And I love that word, because that's exactly in my story what this woman was being, was radiant. Mm-hmm. And because she had been able to see her darkness and embrace it, to let go of any toxic secrets and to allow love in more, allow herself to love herself more and be in that joy. We had an episode on joy, and it goes back to that. A woman in joy is a radiant woman.
Uh-huh. Isn't that beautiful? I love that so much.
Yeah. And I will leave us with an affirmation for everyone to tap into. Once you've taken the time to explore your darkness and seen that it actually is very healing to do so, then you can affirm, I let the love and light within me shine. I let the love and light within me shine.
That's beautiful. It's just surrendering. It's just surrender to who you are and let it shine. Yeah, totally. So stop doing the feminine and start embracing who you truly are, and remember who you are, and just like live from that place and start embodying it.
So embodying the feminine is so cool. Yeah. that's why I designed the whole feminine power, these feminine power cards. They remind us how to do that.
Totally. Just remind us to do it, but then after that, we embody it. Totally. Love it. Thank you, everyone. See you in the next episode. In the meantime, check out our Facebook community and our website, and tune in at the next one. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for being part of our community.
Listen to the next episode of Feminine Pulse on your favorite podcast app.
We welcome your questions and have some amazing gifts for you
at femininepulse.com.